Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He is Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there, wherever there may be, and they've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got Mike Pritchard, former NFL wide receiver, now lead NFL analyst at VSiN, and he will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. Rob, let's go here. The Denver Nuggets tomorrow will have their parade. Now, they've obviously had parades before in Denver for the Broncos, hockey parades, but never an NBA parade. And I would say, obviously, it's a Broncos town, but the Nuggets are second. And so I think it's going to be wild. I think it'll be great for them. I think it'll be much better than that Rams parade you went to when the Rams won the Super Bowl.
Yes, everything's better than the Rams parade. I mean, yeah. that was as lame, and especially for the NFL, Chris, for real. Like,
right. That was bad. Now, don't tell your joke. That one actually is funny, but don't say it.
No, that was funny.
On,
I'm saving that for Brooklyn. Maybe they didn't hear that in Brooklyn. That'll go over all right in Brooklyn. I got some Chris Broussard material I'm working on.
Oh, see?
Alex, I'm working on Chris Broussard material.
You're going to make me have to really come strong when I roast you at your 60th birthday.
At the birthday party? I already know. Like you, Stephen A., and Rodney Pete, Jonas Knox, I'm in trouble. Those are kind of people that
we all roasting.
You guys are on the roast list, and a couple other people. Right. We'll see.
All right,
I got some jokes. I got Alex. I got a Rob G joke. So I'm working on some material. If I get on stage.
Okay. Well, Rob, like I said, the Nuggets will have that parade tomorrow. Good for them. Jokic seems like he can't wait to get back to Serbia. Rob, I get it. Right? Like, I mean, he said a couple of times, right? That night they won the championship, I'm ready to go home. And people are taking it like, wow, is he even happy? I'm sure he's overjoyed. He looked happy to me, but he's from Serbia.
That's where he's from. Those are his people. That's the food they eat, Chris, the lifestyle they live. It's just like, think about yourself being, Chris, All these guys go play ball overseas. They can't wait to come back home. They're making money tax-free, living in nice places, just playing ball, and can't wait to get back home and have a Jack-in-the-Box burger or something that's American that they're used to.
No, I was going to say,
what's the other
one?
In-N-Out. They're dying to have an In-N-Out burger.
It is different. When you grow up in one country and culture, it's great to visit, and sometimes people will move there forever. But a lot of times, man, you want to get back home. And so I got no issues with him wanting to go back to Serbia.
And you know I travel a lot, Chris, and I love traveling. I love seeing different places. But there is a great feel, like when I went to Antarctica, when you get on that plane, Chris, and you're heading home. It's just like, this was a great experience, 2.5 weeks, whatever. I saw all this stuff. It was amazing. But when you get on that plane and you know you're heading back home, there's something about it.
Yep. Nah, no doubt, no doubt. Now, I want to talk about this, Rob, and really get your opinion on it. Because I think that, you know, there have been a lot of changes in the thought toward basketball today, right? The game is outside in. And, Rob, for the bulk of its history, basketball has always been inside out. And what happened was, you know, in the early 2000s, we started, you know, we were sending our pros over to play in the Olympics and all these international competitions. And we know from the Dream Team in 92 that we were demolishing everybody through the 90s. All of a sudden, we sending our best. Vince Carter, Gary Payton, I think he was on that team, Kevin Garnett in 2000. And they almost got beat. And then we started getting beat. And one of the big reasons was because we were playing the game inside out and getting 2 points. And these other teams, less talented, but they were playing the game outside in, drive and kick out for a three, and they were draining triples, and they beat us. And so that's one big reason the American game changed. And now it's teams, Rob, half their shots are three-point attempts in a lot of cases. It's close to that, and within a couple of years, it'll probably be that. And it's not odd to see a game where teams did take half of their shots from the arc. And so I think, though, we learned a lot in this series, this playoff, particularly from Denver and Nikola Jokic. But I'm even going to throw Jimmy Butler in there, and I think he taught us some things, too. So here's a few things. One, Rob, size still matters.
That's what she said.
All right, I ain't even trying to be funny. This is a family show, all right? Size still matters, and the game has gotten smaller. The game has become positionless. True, it has become positionless to a large degree. But, Rob, what happened in 2021? Giannis went berserk. What happened in the bubble? Anthony Davis went berserk.
No doubt, Chris. Go ahead. Preach.
Now this year, Nikola Jokic, yes, he's versatile. Yes, he shoots threes. Yes, he handles the rock.
But he's a big guy.
But he's big.
Yes.
Yes. And this is, look, and I say this, and I'm not like lecturing Joel Embiid or Giannis. I'm actually trying to help them. And if they're listening or any of the coaches that work with them, Sixers, yes, it's great.
Big.
In today's game, it's necessary that you can do the things you do on the perimeter as a big man. But, Rob, there comes a time when Joel Embiid has to say, give me the ball on the block, or if I don't get it on the block, I will back you down from 15 feet all the way into the basket. And dunk on you, lay it up, jump hook. Rob, Jokic does it. Why can't they do it?
And Chris, and keep doing it until they stop you. Keep doing it. So what if it's boring? So what if nobody wants to see that? Nobody wants to see him just back down and then bank it off the glass or dunk it over somebody. No, what? It's just 2 points. Keep doing it, Chris.
Thank you.
Until they bring help.
And if they bring the help, then you kick it out for three.
There you go.
And I don't even want a steady diet of it necessarily. I'm just saying when the situation calls for it, that should be in your game. So size still matters. Number two, Rob, mid-range still matters. We've, again, go back to Phoenix when they got to the finals against Milwaukee. They were mid-range assassins. Devin George, Chris Paul. All right? They played Denver tougher than anybody this year. For all the problems in Phoenix, maybe they should have rethought getting rid of Monty Williams. I mean, Vogel will be fine, but they took two games off of him, Rob. That's two more, or that's one more than anybody else took in the playoffs. And they are a mid-range shooting team. Yes, they shoot some threes, but they are mid-range kings. Golden State, yes, they're great three-point shooters. Particularly the last 2 years, they started shooting more. But when they made the run with Durant, before Durant, they shot a lot of mid-range jumpers. And lo and behold, the Denver Nuggets attack the rim, but also shoot mid-range jumpers. Rob, get this about Denver. Remember when they won, was it game three? When they only made 5 3-pointers, and teams before that had been 12-51 yep. when making 5 3-pointers or less in a game this season. Well, you know what? They did it again in game five.
I was going to say, Chris, what'd they shoot, like 13%?
5 for 28, and something like 17%, and yet they won. And, Rob, even throughout the season, now Denver was a good three-point shooting team in terms of accuracy. But, Rob, in three-point attempts per game, they were sixth from the bottom. Sixth from the bottom.
Wow. 23
teams took more three-pointers per game than the Denver Nuggets. So the mid-range still matters. Third, Rob, skills, and I actually mean fundamentals, still matter. Okay, fundamentals still matter. Jokic, that's what he is. He's fundamentally sound. He can dribble. He can pass. He can shoot. He can post you up. He can back you down. And this is where I'm going to bring in Jimmy Butler. Rob, Jimmy Butler's bag ain't all that. I mean, he's not a good three-point shooter. We know that. He's not shaking you up for 5-10 seconds, right? Going between the legs, behind the back, you know, step back, you know, all that junk. That's fine. I love it. It's fun to watch. But Jimmy's like, the dribble is to get to a spot. And I'm going to get to a spot and put it up and beat you. Jordan Poole got all that shake and bake. How's that working out? Right? You know, a lot of other players got all, Trae Young got all that shake and bake. I'm not against it, but I'm just saying the purpose of the dribble is not to just make your opponent fall. It's not to just embarrass him. It's to get by him. Right. It's to beat him. And if you beat him, don't come back and let him get set again so you can beat him again. Go score. Go pass, whatever you're trying to do. So the fundamentals, the skills, Rob, I really think a lot of young players, Rob, only work on what they want to work on. Handles out of the crazy. Three-point shot, crazy. But have you added a post game just in case? And I'm even talking about guards. Rob, Gary Payton, Mark Jackson, some of the great guards will post you up at times.
Well,
Kobe.
If they had a mouse in the house, why wouldn't you, Chris?
Right. I mean, work post-entry passes. A lot of guys don't even do that well nowadays. These great point guards. Like, your game should be versatile all around. Be able to do it all. Threes, mid-range, post-game, as a guard. Drive to the hole. Like, the fundamentals, the skills matter. And then finally, Rob, chemistry matters. And look. The Lakers added a bunch of guys at the deadline. Nice. They got them swept in the conference finals. Yeah, they improved. Phoenix tried to win a championship with 8 games under their belt.
Yep.
With Durant.
And Chris, and depleted their bench, saying, like, we'll be star heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we won't have the other pieces and we'll get through it. And it didn't work out. Like there is a you need stars. Don't get me wrong. But you need, Chris, other players who can fill the gaps of the minutes. You can't play all the minutes. Don't let the score get crazy when you take your stars off the floor, right? Who can maintain? Not they don't have to extend the lead, but maintain it or keep it where you have it. And they didn't have that, Phoenix, so they weren't able to win. I looked at the three. I thought of the same thing with the 3-point shooting, that they won a deciding game five with five threes made, shooting like 12 or 18%. I can't remember what the percentage was. From the field, and at one point, I remember Greg Popovich talking about, Chris, when I look at the stat sheet, there's only one place I need to go. Who made the most threes, and that usually tells you who won. No, it does not.
Right. And they showed you that. I had one former assistant coach tell me, you can win with the mid-range shot if you play good defense. And Denver did that. Rob, they shot 5 of 28, 18%. In game five and one. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. We think the Denver Nuggets and even Jimmy Butler, let's give him some love, taught us some lessons in these playoffs. Skills and fundamentals still matter. Size still matters. Mid-range still matters. Chemistry still matters. Your thoughts. Have we gotten away from some of the key elements of the game? And have the Nuggets brought us back? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did we learn some things from the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic? Your thoughts? All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's late.
No, I'm He's not. Rob My phone Parker. Dropped. Here we go.
Rob Parker.
Stanley in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Stanley?
I have been listening to you guys since day one, and I really like what you guys have to say.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate
thank you.
That.
Very
much. I want to ask Rob something about Crosley Field. Rob, do you remember when they had bat night? And you would take the empty beer cup and put it on your bat and smash it on the cement in the bleachers. I'm sure you were there for some of that, weren't you?
I was. I never made it to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, only Riverfront.
Oh,
but I'll say this.
I see.
Yeah, I'll say
okay,
this,
here.
Though. Chris,
yeah,
you remember they used to give out real bats at games
sure.
to kids.
I remember that.
Like
yep.
real little league bats.
I got
they
some.
Would never
I think
do
I
that.
Got two. I think myself yeah. and my brother got one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But what I was going to get to, Chris and Rob, I'm glad you brought that up about the game of basketball. My idea is this. The three-point line is only activated the last 2 minutes of each half. Okay?
Oh, you want to make be radical.
I don't want to be
ball.
That radical.
Now,
I
listen,
like the here's three.
Here's another thing. If people are wanting to eliminate the free throws, well, when a team exceeds the limit, make guys go inside, take it inside, draw fouls. When they exceed the limit, then you can shoot the three.
Yeah, now I don't want to get rid of the three. I mean, for the most part, what you're saying for the most part.
It's ruined the game.
Nah, because look, one of the reasons we've seen so many comebacks, Rob, a game's never over. I mean, you got to be about almost 30 points.
I agree with that, but I do believe, Chris, too many threes and too many people
I agree.
Taking
There's a,
threes.
There is a limit.
You even right. said that like in the All-Star game. It's almost unwatchable.
Oh, it's
everybody's
it is
just,
unwatchable.
Right, Chris? Just hoisting up threes
yep.
from everywhere. That's not basketball. It's just not.
Yep. There's a
that.
Limit. I mean, you can make some change. Rob, you know I've talked about cutting out the corner three,
right.
ending the three-point arc at the free throw line extended, something like that. But I don't want to get rid of it.
No, no.
That
would be too radical and too dramatic for the game. Keith. In Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Keith?
Hey, fellas. I listen to you on the way home from work almost every night, 4 to 5 nights a week, and I really appreciate what you guys do. For sure.
Thank you. Keith, are you near Birmingham? Where do you live in Alabama? I know Alabama's big.
I live right in between Birmingham and Huntsville in a town called Tulsa.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
I'm coming down there for the first time in August. Chris, have you been to Alabama?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never been.
One,
I've never been there, Keith.
Been to.
I'm coming to Birmingham in August. I can't wait.
All right. Well, Rob, when you go to Birmingham, go to Saw's Eatery. That's a shameless plug for a delicious food place.
You know I love food. You know
like
I love
Saw,
food.
Like
Saw's.
Tree.
Okay.
Like
appreciate
tree.
It.
Great barbecue. Great burgers.
All right.
But,
all right. So what you got?
I wanted to say, I kind of wanted to expand on Chris's point. I feel like the finals were the epic conclusion on the essay that's been the entire season, because we watched these big teams like the Brooklyn Nets that were built to be these super teams that didn't have the chemistry get blown up, and the Lakers when they just thrust Westbrook with LeBron that didn't fit but they were stars. They got blown up, and then we saw Kyrie get shoved in with Luka, and none of it seemed to work.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
while teams like the Heat beat the star-studded, you know, Celtics and Bucks because they worked together better. And the Denver Nuggets, I mean, look, I'm a Laker fan. I don't like that the Lakers got swept, but I can tell you right now, if the Lakers are that healthy in the playoffs after an entire year of playing together with just the squad that they have, they'll give Denver all the barrels that they need.
Well,
that'd be a tough series.
They should be better, and that's what we talked about. Chemistry matters.
It does
Denver
matter.
Had the same team all year, so that did. Maybe
really
we'll see.
Thanks, Keith from Alabama. We appreciate you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Former NFL wide receiver, now lead NFL analyst for VEASAN, we welcome in Mike Pritchard. Mike, how are you?
Chris, Rob, I'm fantastic. How y'all doing?
We are great, man. Great to have you on. And let's talk about some of your brethren, some wide receivers. Yeah. it's baffling what's going on in Buffalo. Stephon Diggs shows up to camp, and he's there, but he doesn't practice yesterday. Sean McDermott, the head coach, says he's very concerned. Today, Diggs practices. McDermott says he gave him to yesterday off. Like, it's just all kind of convoluted. And what do you think is going on there? And is this something that is serious and Buffalo fans should be concerned about?
Well, I think, Chris, you're going to keep an eye on it for sure. I mean, one, McDermott has a weak locker room, in my opinion. There's too much drama up there for Buffalo. But Buffalo's been too good for too long to have this kind of drama right now, especially from Diggs. You know? So to me, you know, Frazier is taking some time away, too. I just feel like McDermott does not have a grasp on that locker room. He doesn't have control over that thing. And I know about receivers. You know, I was one. You know, you always want the money. You always want to think that you're playing better than your contract. I get it. But he just signed a contract, and he is playing very good football right now. But the time will come for him to get up there, get upstairs, and renegotiate. I mean, everybody knows when that time will come. I don't know if it's now.
He's got 4 years left? He's like the third highest paid receiver. He shouldn't be worried about money at this point.
No, not at all. That's why, to me, it speaks towards a weak locker room in terms of the head coach having control over that thing. And it shows up in the playoffs, too, right? There's no toughness with Buffalo. There's no killer instinct with that team when they get to the playoffs. Like, they can get through the regular season. They can put up numbers. They can look great, look like they're a Super Bowl contender. But when they get to the playoffs, teams are tougher than them. They fold up. So I think it speaks to McDermott and making excuses for everything as opposed to just say, look, I'm the head coach of this team and I have authority here and I'm going to assert that. You know, I think I think Buffalo will be in a better place.
Let's go to DeAndre Hopkins, who made out a wish list that he's had to rip up since, because doesn't look like he's going to go to any of those. But anyway, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel with the Patriots and Mac Jones. What do you make of that, and why has no one snapped
up? And Ryan
up?
Tannehill in Tennessee.
Yeah, Tannehill. Why has no one snapped him up at this point? He had a good
year. Well, I think these owners, for one, and I'll give them credit. I mean, I don't know if they discovered this on purpose or by accident, but they have found a way to publicly devalue players, right? I mean, think about Lamar Jackson, all these owners. Oh, I don't want him. Oh, I don't want him on my team. You know, all this stuff. And okay, Lamar goes back to Baltimore, and we get that. Now he gets the same kind of contract that he probably was going to get in the first place, which it works out. You think about, you know, the running back situation. All of these guys were tagged, right? We don't want the top running backs to test the market, because that's going to reset the market, right? And you know, it's funny. It is fascinating to me how these owners know this stuff. And it doesn't really matter the player. And the same thing for DeAndre Hopkins. What's the first thing you heard from the top teams? Well, we like to have him, but no, we really don't. We're not interested in – you're interested in a Hall of Fame receiver. Don't give us that. But you're not interested in paying him a lot of money. You're not interested in paying him what D-Hop believes that he's worth. So they publicly devalued him, and now you're right. Now it's Tennessee and it's New England. And I don't even know if Deshaun Watson in Cleveland can get something going, but he's a top player. I still think he's a high number two, really good complement to a really strong number one receiver, or on a bad team or a team that's desperate, which would be New England, which would be Tennessee, he obviously would be a number one wide receiver. So continuing his path, perhaps to the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, you're my age, our age. Well, not Rob. Yep. Rob's a little
What are you
older,
talking about, Chris? Older, you act but, like I'm 20 years older than you. Unbelievable.
No, I'm just kidding. We all remember, though. I mean, the running back was the key position in the league. And now you brought it up, and you're right. They have devalued that position so much. Jonathan Taylor now is talking about, man, I don't know what's going on with the running back position, and they just don't seem to value us. They franchise tag Pollard and Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. And I got to be – what is the answer for the running backs? Because if I'm an owner, I'm doing what they're doing if I'm an owner. But it doesn't. It's not fair for the running backs, and I just don't. I mean, I don't think they should like be under the same timeline as the rest of the league's players, because a running back's, you know, his window for his prime is like that first 7 years. In most cases, he could never even hit free agency by that point. So I doubt they just do it for the running backs. But what could they do to get these running backs out of such a tough position? Or is it just, hey, it's tough luck and take the money that you can get?
Well, several things. You're right. I mean, Tony Pollard, I mean, he had that injury, horrific injury, and I was happy that he got franchised, because Dallas is going to pay him now, you know, eventually. And that was some protection there for Tony Pollard. But, okay, Josh Jacobs, AP all-pro player right there.
Yep.
And then you got Saquon Barkley, who is an amazing, amazing player. But yet they're capped off. I mean, I think Saquon's mad, and I would be too, the fact that they franchise-tagged him and not D. Jones, and they knew they were going to get a deal done with Daniel Jones. There was no market for Daniel Jones. But
Thank
there is
you.
A market. Yeah, there is a market for Saquon if he would have been a free agent, but he did not get that chance, like you said. So I think there's several layers to it. Like, if we go back to the 90s, and like you mentioned, our age, and certainly guys I played against and with, I mean, you wouldn't think of those best running backs of the 90s talking about Terrell Davis, you know, Barry. You know, they're not running into those issues, right? Emmitt, you know, Emmitt had to do what he had to do, but he got a contract. Thurman, you know, Marshall, and all these guys. I mean, they didn't really have to worry about that stuff. The teams were going to keep them, for one, and the teams were going to be right by them by keeping them. But now, you know, this notion that running backs get hurt, or running backs, the wear and tear on their body, and I understand it. I was a former running back myself, but I'll throw out a comparison to you. It's all about commitment. Think about this guy who just got hurt, banged up, actually missed half the year, got a big contract, was an awesome, awesome player for a Super Bowl winning team. But throughout his history on that team, he'd been injury prone. And that's Cooper Kupp, right?
Yeah.
What did the Rams just do for Cooper Kupp? They just restructured his contract so they can make salary cap room, right? But now you got Dalvin Cook, who very productive, had a phenomenal year last year. But for whatever reason, they don't want to restructure. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to have a commitment towards Dalvin Cook as a running back, right? Cooper Kupp is 29. Dalvin Cook is just 27. So you can't tell me that it's about the wear and tear of that position. It's all about commitment, right? And I think for Dalvin Cook and for Saquon Barkley, for Josh Jacobs and all these guys, you got to find out if those teams are committed to you. And I applaud them. I applaud the stance that Saquon's taken and all these guys. Said, look, you guys got to make a commitment. You're going to make a commitment with this franchise tag. Well, make a commitment as well with a contract. And don't worry about the wear and tear of this position. I'll make sure I'm in shape, and I'll make sure I'll show up and play that position to the best of my ability. Saquon Barkley touched the ball 352 times. Yep. He touched it. Not even targets, right?
Yep.
That's second next to Daniel Jones, and that's the second that's the most important player on offense. We get it. And so if Saquon Barkley is touching the ball that many more times, then, okay, wait a minute. You got to say that he's an important player for your franchise as well.
Yeah, but my only thing, and I'm going to blame the football players and the union for agreeing to these things that the owners can use against the players. You talk about the owners making a commitment. When are the players going to make a commitment to each other to secure that they have good health care and a good pension plan, and they don't have CBA rules that work against them and don't allow them to earn money when they're good and healthy? That's the disappointment. I'm not disappointed in the owners. If I was an owner and the union allowed me to mistreat people and not do right by them, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an excellent point, Rob. I mean, I think – so when I got into the league, free agency was coming on board, right? And we were a PA. You know, they called themselves a PA. They broke the union. We broke the union. We had to pay our own dues and raise our own money. That's why we had all these football cards and posters and all this stuff. But back then, we were united. I mean, Gene Upshaw did a great job explaining everything, what was going on with the owners. And we really felt – united as players, and we got to free agency. We finally got to a situation where we can elevate the dollars, revenue sharing, and all of that. I mean, I know the players now in a new CBA, they have increased the revenue sharing, which is outstanding. And you're talking about almost $25 billion a year for the NFL. And for the players to capture 49% of that, that's outstanding, I think, right? But you're right. And in terms of not being franchise tagged twice, or in terms of teams really locking you up if you're a first rounder and you're not going to see free agency ever, perhaps, if you're a running back. Yeah, I mean, those things have to change. You're right. I mean, I would rather be drafted in the second round if I'm a running back, so I could get the free agency as long as I exceed my contract and I'm balling and I'm all pro, rookie of the year, and all those things like these great players are. So being a first rounder, you know, Bijan Robinson, you know, players like that, you know, guys, I think running backs are going to have to understand that with this current CBA, that it's going to be difficult to get to that free agency. Maybe before you get to free agency, that final year, you try to go upstairs and pound on that door and say, let's get a deal done.
All right, Mike Pritchard, great stuff, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mike.
You.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Yep. What in the world are the Houston Rockets thinking? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. That's who brings you The Odd Couple. And Irish Spring is just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today.
Chris, Irish Spring smells so good. It's not even like, it smells so good, that soap. I just got a big shipment of it, and my goodness, love it.
You all right?
I'm good. I'm good. I need a cold shower. Else?
You want to tell us?
Like, I do need a cold shower after the Irish Spring.
I need baby oil.
Irish Spring is good. It's perfect.
Yes, it is. It is good. It's very good. You go get you some Irish Spring for sure. Like Rob said, he uses it. I use it. And I couldn't be any more delighted. Rob, we've talked about the Houston Rockets' pursuit of James Harden. And there are reports recently that if they don't get James Harden, they will be interested in Kyrie Irving. Now, Kyrie's younger than Harden. You like that?
But I told you, like, Chris, they need a star player to sell. Like, this is why they're even entertaining James Harden. This is why they will just act like nothing's happened with Kyrie and he's going to mix with the younger kids and all that. Like, you want to talk about disaster, like, waiting to happen. Like, that's what it is. Right. But they feel compelled that they need to sell tickets and they need a star player. That people are cool to have a young team and trying to build or whatever. But this is Houston, Chris. This isn't Houston when Olajuwon played there. And, I mean, they had stars. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Houston is like a top five city now in the United States or whatever it is. Am I right? Houston is
– oh, yeah.
It's like number seven or five or whatever.
I thought it was in the top five, yeah.
I think it's in the top five. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But you know what I'm saying. Houston, yep, back in those days, Chris, was top 20 city. It's top five now.
Yeah, I hear you. And look, that's the only thing that makes sense, Rob. Because none of this makes sense from a basketball perspective. Or Rob, along with what you're saying, like, look, let's get Kyrie, one of the most exciting players in the league, in here and put butts in the seats. Let's get James Harden, who was a superstar here, still can play, and he'll put butts in the seats. But Rob, they've got all these young players that look like they have promise. They're all high draft picks. If they go this route, your theory makes sense. But it also makes me think, Rob, that they don't think their young guys are those guys. Because if you bring in James Harden or Kyrie Irving, they're taking shots.
Chris, can I tell you where the Rockets' attendance were last year?
What?
28th. Only the Pacers and Thunder drew less. There you go. They're in top five market.
And you're right. Tillman for Todd Tatum might be like, man, look, I ain't buy this thing to lose money.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
That's the only thing that matters. Because it is a business. But from a basketball perspective, it makes no sense whatsoever. Because it's going to thwart the growth of your young players, whichever one of those guys you bring in, if you bring in one. If you want an old point guard with some name recognition, go get Chris Paul, if you can. It'd be cheaper, too. But we'll see. All right, it's the iCouple, an hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.